It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You recognize that song, don't you? Harlem by New Politics, band out of Copenhagen, Denmark. They will join us for a live acoustic performance in this week's edition of the podcast. And of course, being the Halloween podcast, or as douches refer to it, All Hallows Eve. Come on, it's Halloween. Get over yourself. My wife and I prepared a fun little musical number, which we'll get to in just a sec. Hey, if you enjoy the podcast, follow me on Facebook, Lane Mitchell, or of course on Twitter, at Laneroo, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O. Thanks for downloading.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I was looking for a costume for Halloween night when my eyes beheld an expensive sight. The stores were all selling the old costumes in a bag, but I couldn't believe the hefty price tag.
Don't spend your cash
on an expensive mask.
It's too much cash
for just a one-night bash.
Don't spend your cash.
That makeup will give you a rash.
So save your cash
and just root through the trash. Go as Marcus Mumford and just put on a vest. Or call yourself a genius. You can be Kanye West. Make a stupid face. You'll look just like Jim Carrey. Put some sparklers in your bra. You can be Katy Perry.
Don't spend your cash
on an expensive mask.
It's too much cash
for just a one-night bash.
Don't spend your cash.
That makeup will give you a rash.
So save your cash.
Just root through the trash. Be a slutty anything, just wear something tight. Or sell meth in your underwear, you can be Walter White. You could go as yourself, but that's kind of vanilla. Or just act cartoony. Hey look, you're the Gorillas. Twerk and stick your tongue out, you look like Miley Cyrus. Or cough and sneeze on people, you're the Ebola virus. Speak Swedish with an Allen wrench, you could be IKEA. Or cover yourself in pus, and now you're gonorrhea.
Don't spend your cash
on an expensive mask.
It's too much cash
for just a one-night bash.
Don't spend your cash.
That makeup will give you a rash.
So save your cash
and just root through the trash.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
McDonald's is no longer going to use Heinz ketchup. Why? Well, Bernardo Hees, the former chief executive of Burger King, is running the company. Mickey D's has been using Heinz for 40 years. You know, this is probably the biggest McDonald's news since Ronald McDonald was arrested for public urination. I dreamt that? Oh, my bad. And no one can wait to get out of work on Friday afternoon. And new research finds the average worker mentally checks out at 2:39 p.m. on Fridays. The research comes from British Airways. Let's hope that doesn't include pilots. And do you ever exchange sexy texts? Well, chances are good you have. I mean, everybody's sexting, including seniors. A new study shows that nearly a quarter of seniors admit to having used a cell phone to send an intimate message, email, or photograph. You know, that's one of those times you really want to make sure you got that number right. You accidentally text your grandma, hey, what are you wearing? There is a 24% chance she will text back, nothing but my depends and a smile.
Lula. Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Which company manufactures more tires than any other? Well, the answer in just a bit. First, step aside, pumpkin spice. There's a hot new flavor in town. Birthday cake. Well, or so says the internet. There is now birthday cake flavored yogurt, popcorn, candy, iced tea, goldfish crackers, and even vodka. M&M's are reportedly getting on the birthday cake flavor train. Birthday cake? Really? I can't say I've ever eaten anything and thought to myself, geez, I wish this tasted more like that stale sheet cake in the lunchroom. And a restaurant in Philadelphia has launched an interesting new menu item, a deep-fried Twinkie burger. It contains a pork belly patty, cheese, bacon, and it's sandwiched between two deep-fried Twinkies that serve as the buns. You know, suddenly birthday cake doesn't seem so bad. And who manufactures more tires than anyone else? Lego. Last year, the Lego company made 381 million tires, more rubber tires than any other company.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, here's some Halloweeny news. AMC just renewed The Walking Dead for season 5. The show regularly pulls in 10 million plus viewers. I think the zombie craze could be around a while. And Yahoo released a list of 2013's top pop culture Halloween costumes. Duck Dynasty topped that list. You know, if I tried that, I think my dad would just think I'm dressed as him. And smartphone saves gas station clerk's life during robbery. Suspect barged in brandishing a revolver. Clerks couldn't get the safe open, so the robber fired off a shot as he fled the scene. The clerk complained of chest pain when he called officials, but was lucky the bullet struck his phone. You know, I just liked that it was a revolver. I half expected them to fight back with a candlestick or a similar old-timey weapon. A musket, maybe. And nude photos of an 18-year-old Madonna are being auctioned off. They were discovered in a storage locker belonging to Penthouse founder Bob Guccione following his death. She posed for the pics when she was a student at the University of Michigan. Madonna was paid just $10. I gotta say, I did sneak a peek, and let's just say I chose my Halloween costume well. I'm going as a student holding a book in front of my crotch.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1914, 99 years ago today, the modern lightweight bra debuted. Now, forgive my perverse curiosity, but I couldn't help but wonder when the first trampoline was invented. Turns out the modern one with springs, not till the 1930s. Prior to that, though, as early as 1887, trampolines were used by firemen to rescue people from burning buildings. Which means, between then and 1914, there was a 27-year sweet spot where firemen risking life and limb was offset by the sights one might witness, helping a voluptuous woman escape through the window of her top-floor apartment. And now a story for the rock girls to make up for that little trip down Mammary Lane. Which, by the way, was my nickname in high school. Yeah, I was a fat kid. Magic Mike star Channing Tatum is developing a new hour-long reality pilot for A&E, focusing on the restaurant bar he opened on Bourbon Street, New Orleans. And Hugh Hefner tweeted this week, "At Kim Kardashian is looking to make it back onto the cover of Playboy. Very exciting," said everyone but her newborn child. I think the real headline here, Hugh Hefner is on Twitter. There's an 87-year-old man on Twitter. Now that's something.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Your secret boyfriend, Matthew McConaughey, turns 44 today. Little trivia, did you know he was once arrested? You'll never guess why. It was for playing the bongos naked. Yes, really. And it was on this date in 1995, the Soup Nazi debuted on Seinfeld. You know, sometimes it's hard to believe that that was 18 years ago. Then I catch a glimpse of an old episode. Jerry's jeans pulled up to his armpits. Then you watch him extend that four-foot antenna from his cordless telephone to call Kramer. And suddenly 18 years sounds just about right. And Kanye West said in a recent interview that luxury brands are too expensive for the everyman. Well, I suppose that explains why I've never seen a Louis Vuitton fry apron. And other Kanye news, he and fiancé Kim Kardashian are suing YouTube for leaking a video of their proposal. According to the suit, Chad Hurley, one of YouTube's co-founders, was invited to the proposal, but only if he agreed not to post any footage from the event. Inviting YouTube to your event and then telling them not to film? That's like inviting David Hasselhoff to your wedding and having the bar charge $1 million a drink. It's pretty sneaky.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Hello.
Welcome to the Sonic Listener Lounge, everyone. Joining us today, a band from Copenhagen, now Brooklyn, who almost opened for Pink tonight at Rexall. New Politics, everyone. Thank you for being here. First off, why don't we start off with a song, Fall Into These Arms.
All right, let's do that.
My cell phone screen is cracked, vodka bottles in my bag. I kiss better when I'm drunk. Sex is best when you're not in love. And though we've only met I wanna wake up in your bed. Scars are beautiful to me. A heart that beats is a heart that bleeds. On with the show, the world is our set. I play Montague, you be Capulet. There's no tragedy tonight, we are alive. Fall into these arms and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me.
Fall into these arms
and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me. La 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 la, la. Let's steal a police car, like the rock stars we are. We can drive around with the headlights off when the sun goes down. No one needs to know how far that we'll go. We'll share a cigarette and we'll blow smoke rings till we have a halo. On with the show, we so persevere. I'll be your Lancer like Guinevere. There's no tragedy tonight, we are alive.
Go!
Fall into these arms and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me.
Fall into these arms
and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. My cell phone screen is cracked, vodka bottles in my bag. I kiss better when I'm drunk, and sex is best when you're not in love. But though we've only met, I wanna wake up in your bed. Scars are beautiful to me. A heart that beats is a heart that bleeds. Fall into these arms and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me.
Fall into these arms
and spend the night, na 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 na, with a stranger like me.
La 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 la, 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 la 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 la.
Are you sure you guys don't want to?
New Politics joining us here in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. I mentioned earlier you guys are making your home in Brooklyn. Is this your first trip to Canada?
It isn't. I think this is our second. Or third, actually. Third.
Oh, wow.
We were here with a band called Dirty Heads.
So what's your impression overall, like Canada, right? Of our country? Yeah.
All right. What? Yeah.
Did I say France again?
We love it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We love it.
Yeah.
The girls are very beautiful and people are very, the hospitality is very nice, or people are very friendly.
I always thought Canadians were the friendliest people in the world. I was recently in your neck of the woods and I don't know. The Danes are, they're a nice people, a very welcoming people, I got to say.
Thank you.
Now, of course, we've had all kinds of great bands from there. Revionettes, Volbeat.
Yeah.
Well, and then Aqua.
Did you guys have him here?
What's that?
You had him here or what?
Aqua? No.
Oh, okay.
Not quite my scene.
Like, whoa.
What is the music scene like over there, though? I'm always curious to, understand the sort of circumstances from which a band came.
I think the music scene is very healthy. It's not too different from America, and not too different from I think here also it's a very healthy music scene of a lot of people wanting to do music and, you know, doing it for the love of music, and a lot of people, you know, just making bands and playing a lot of live shows, and there's always something going on. I think it's a very healthy scene. It's a little hard to get out of Denmark. It's like Sweden, you know, they have all these amazing bands since ABBA and before that even, where, you know, they just had such a, you know, huge exposure, where Denmark is, hasn't had, you just said the three biggest bands, you know.
That's it, that's Denmark for you.
Yeah.
Is language a barrier? I would find it so odd, like, I mean, Canada, obviously we're bilingual, English and French, but I mean, French is kind of more eastern side of the country. Here we don't speak that so much, but English is a second language there. But is it weird to write in a language that isn't your first language? Or is English your first language?
A lot of people do that in Scandinavia, actually. A lot of, I think, Scandinavians, I think, are like, our background of music is very folk, is very melodic driven, and it's with strings and violins or whatnot, you know, like, that's just our descendant, you know, unlike the rhythmic Southern, you know. So I think that's why there's a lot of like great melody and like that sort of vibe in music. And I think that also shows if it's, you know, like the electric scene in Scandinavia is very big, like that whole sort of alternative electro kind of rock, whatever. I don't know where to put the finger on, you know.
Synths.
There, yeah. It's very like, it's very synth driven. Yeah, exactly. There you go. You know? And so I think that like, we just have that, and English, England and America, I think we were the first European countries to take like cable TV and radio and stuff like that. So we don't translate our TVs and all that. So unlike Germany, France and Italy and Spain, the bigger countries. So we're very inspired by the English and American scene, you know, from like our upbringing. So we have the influence of that and our own influence. And I think when you find a balance of it, I think it kind of crosses over.
I would say that for me, where English would be my second language, that it's definitely been a language barrier, because you, like, writing lyrics where you write about something that's personal, if the words don't just come in that language, it is very hard. But us living in America for 3 years now, since our first album, and, you know, being surrounded with American people and actually seeing how important lyrics are, has been really, really good, because you don't see it the same way. You listen to melodies a lot more than lyrics in non-English speaking countries, but being in America, it definitely has put focus on, you know, you actually really want to say something here and you know, write about something that actually means something.
I start to think that Canada and Scandinavia are very similar, because of, like, I mean, Canada has so many great artists, you know, if it's Drake or Justin Bieber or... No, I mean, like, you know what I mean? It's like, what I mean in that sense is, like, been able to touch people all across the world, you know, like, and there, that's just a few. There isn't there, like, Avril Lavigne?
Rush.
Alanis Morissette, oh, you know, God. I mean, there's been so many, and I think that's sort of like a similar thing. You have this American influence that is so big in your culture, even bigger than in our culture, you know? And it kind of does something, because you come with, it gives you just a different door, you know, like a different point of view.
We are America's top hat. It's true.
Yeah, that's
we don't deny it. Now, the next song you're going to play for us is one that, well, a lot of us have heard on the radio. Is there anything we should know about Harlem?
It's a great romantic adventure in Harlem. We'll keep all the R-rated stuff for ourselves.
All right. New Politics, everyone.
Sad and beautiful, just like you, like me, like everybody else. When it gets loud, I turn it up.
Oh, shaking like a bad girl up in Harlem.
When it's too hot, I light it up.
Oh, light it up, yeah, smoking if you got 'em.
Go, 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 ew, go, 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 ew. Here come the jets, hot my money in your tube socks. Run like me, like hell, like everybody else. Hear metal on a Japanese boombox. Kicks like you, like me, like everybody else. Yeah, how you guys doing? Okay. Ooh, when it gets loud, I turn it up.
I'm shaking like a bad girl up in Harlem.
When it's too hot, I light it up.
Oh, light it up, yeah, smoking if you've got it.
When it gets up, I shake it up.
Shaking like a bad girl up in Harlem.
You're so sweet, but I like it rough. In a movie on the couch with the flip phone, just like you, like I, like fingers in your mouth up on the sun, playing drums with a bleach bone, just like you, like me, like everybody else. When it gets loud, I turn it up.
Oh, shaking like a bad girl up in Harlem.
When it's too hot, I light it.
New politics, the Booster Juice Listener Lounge, Sonic 1029. Oh, you know what? I forgot to press record. Can you do that again?
Sure.
I just wanted to see the flippy do thing. I'm not lying. That was pretty impressive. You have sort of a dancing background, or maybe that's a dumb question. If I did that, everyone here would be missing teeth.
I thought I would just try it here, just like I was feeling it. I'll try this. I never tried it before.
It's like, saw a guy do it on TV once and just figured I'd go for it. Wow, that was impressive. You guys have been touring with Pink. Now, I have sort of a vision in my mind of what that's like. Like you guys are riding around on a tour bus together. You know, some people are playing beer pong in the back. You know, maybe braiding each other's hair. I don't know. What exactly is that experience like?
It's pretty wild. I mean, you're definitely off by about 1,000 kilometers, but the idea is great. The fantasy is always better than reality. No, it's I think on this actual tour, because when we got on it, they had taken a break in for a month and a half because of a similar thing. I don't know what happened. Did she fall or something?
No idea.
I don't know what it was. Something happened, and they had to take a break for like a month and a half. So when we got on there, we still haven't even met her, because it's been like, it's, you know, like they've been like, there's so many, the show's amazing. It's like a huge show, you know, with like acrobats and aerial stuff and all. And she does it, you know? So it was like, you know, there's a lot, you know, that goes prepping into it and stuff. So we've not really had sound check. It's been like very like sort of last minute stuff, and then we have to drive from one city to the next. And while we started on tour with her, we were still on tour with 30 Seconds to Mars, so we were doing like the in the holes where we had free days, we would do like an all-night driving and then make it so that we could do both shows and stuff like that. So and then there were already two dates canceled in America because of, you know, her voice and stuff, and then she tried to come back on, so it never really became anything, and then it got canceled the day after. So
see, I would imagine there's big demands on her time, you know, so there's no surprise you don't get to hang out every day or anything. But that said, I would feel like it's a great opportunity for you guys to expose your music to new fans. Are you finding that, or are you finding more so?
That's what it is.
Yeah. People already know about you a little bit. It's sort of in that realm.
It's funny because you know, when we can actually see that our song, a lot of people go, you know, they're like, hey, wait, is that them? You know, that like we're actually now the name of our band is starting to, you know, to actually be known. And our single came out in the end of February, and since then things have been going really, really well for us. So just, you know, you can really feel that something is actually building, and that's just such an amazing feeling.
This might be a dumb question, but when you play a show for a new audience like that, do you ever check your Facebook and, oh, wow, there's like 500 new friends, you know?
When we got on the Ping tour, it was a sold out tour. So we knew automatically this is like a whole different, you know, like genre or a whole different, you know, like a, what's it called, fan base or?
Yeah.
It's like a whole.
Demographic.
Yeah, exactly. There, that's the proper word. And, you know, so we're excited for that to get our music in new areas and stuff. So, I mean, that's really exciting. We always look at our, you know, it's like, oh, we went up, you know, 100 or 200, you know, this or blah, blah, which is like a good sign that things are moving forward for us. So
that's really all we have to do anyway while traveling. I mean, someone asked us before what our hobbies are. That's the hobby.
We're just on the internet.
And that's why, like, now we're in Canada and we're all going crazy because we don't have internet on our phones. Yeah, so we're like,
just sit there and watch your Twitter followers like at the gas pump. You don't just brrr.
We're going through withdrawals.
Yeah.
It's healthy though.
Well, how did you guys get into music? I mean, I'm kind of curious, particularly because your music has very broad appeal. You know, on one hand, I hear Harlem and it's got these big sort of rock drums and it's heavy without being sort of guitar heavy. But at the same time, there's other stuff on the record that leans a little more in kind of a poppy vein.
I think that's, you know, when we wrote this album, it took us a long time. It took us actually a year to write the album. And because we had built up these walls around what the band was and what we sounded like. And just breaking down those walls was such a hard process for us. And we actually had to come to a point where we were broke. We couldn't even afford to pay rent. We were living off of ramen noodles for 4 months. And they were, you know, really broken. And we were at a point where it was like, this either goes or it doesn't. So we have nothing to lose anymore. That's where we started just thinking, whatever. It doesn't matter if the song is a punk song or if it's a pop song or whatever. It doesn't matter at all. Let's just write songs and have fun. And that's in that time, all these songs came that actually became our singles. And you know, because we stopped caring about oh, maybe it's a little too rock or maybe it's not rock enough or all that stuff that doesn't even matter when it comes down to it. Because people either like the songs or they don't. So
is that a challenge for a band, sort of forming an identity and kind of saying, you know, here is what we are? Because when you release an album, you're essentially, especially a big debut album, an auspicious debut, when you come out with that, you're sort of telling people, well, here's who we are. And some degree, you have to stick to it, I guess.
Yeah, that's sort of like, I think that's a vulnerable thing about any art, is that like you put yourself sort of like up for criticism and being judged and you're sort of vulnerable and naked or whatever, you know. But that was the first part of the process of writing this album, was breaking down that exact thing you said. And that took a little while, you know. We kept like writing songs like the first album because we were either afraid or it became so much our reality from just touring and having, you know, making this, you know, agreeing to it or whatever, you know, becoming it in some odd way. You know, you play the songs every day and you know, the reaction comes from it and stuff. But when you listen to the songs, even though they were great, it was something transparent, and that honesty and simplicity, which is really what the process is. It's like it's almost like you're reversing the whole process. Like you're going complicated to find something simple. You know, it's like all you're searching for is simplicity, which is just honesty and real. You know, it's like.
And it's like any other psychology that you cannot tell somebody to change unless they, you know, they have to find their way themselves. That's why sometimes therapy works, but you know, where you talk to somebody until they
reach. Well, I found so.
so, and that was a big therapy session for us as a band, actually. And I really, really think that for the first time we found an identity for the band. It's like, yeah, we like punk a little, but we're pop writers, you know, and we shouldn't be afraid of being that. So wherever the third album takes us is up to the third album whenever it comes out.
I mean, we're different. We are who we are, you know. We love Nirvana. We love Rage Against the Machine. We love, you know, the new bands as well that are out and stuff like that. I mean, we're just fans when it comes down to it. But, you know, and that influence is going to be there. We can't run from that. But, you know, we still have something that is us that has to be the core of it. And I think we do that. Well, at least on this album, we nailed it.
Well, thank you so much for being here. One last question before we get into the last song here. Tonight's show, of course, was sort of pushed forward due to unforeseen circumstances. That means you got a free day. What are you guys doing? You're in a strange city. You've got a...
I don't know. I think all the beautiful ladies should Twitter us and let us know what to do.
I agree.
tonight. You're going to play for us Tonight You're Perfect, New Politics.
Should I believe in the world, mama? Should I give up and hide, or should I stay and fight? Should I believe in the rules, mama? Tell me if I should run or learn to shoot a gun. I don't know what to believe, mama, 'cause I'm down on my knees. I'm begging, please help me back on my feet, mama, 'cause I need something to believe in.
Tonight you're perfect.
What was that? That was a really interesting chord.
I just got to
see that. Wait,
we're just going to pick up from here and pretend that
we're
going to
pick up from here and pretend
Hold
nothing
on, this
happened.
Is very honest.
There it is.
Tonight you're perfect. I wanna fall in love with the stars in your eyes. Tonight you're perfect. I wanna fall in love, but only for the night. Perfect. Oh, 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 oh.
You won't believe what I've seen, mama. There's a fire inside. There's a storm on the rise. It's in the air that we breathe, mama. Can I speak out my mind in these changing times? Give me a reason to be, mama, 'cause I'm down on my knees. I'm begging, please help me back on my feet, mama, 'cause I need something to believe in.
Tonight you're perfect, oh my God. I wanna fall in love with the stars in your eyes. Tonight you're perfect. I wanna fall in love, but
drums, Lewis.
Oh, 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 oh.
We got through it.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.